Hey everyone, it's Katie, and you're listening to How to Play with Your Kids and What to Expect. I am coming to you now from the first day that I've had alone in I have no idea how long. I feel like I'm making some kind of captain's log. Like, oh, it's been 2 weeks since I've seen the sun. But that is exactly how it feels. So I'm also sick. I don't know if you can hear, but tomorrow I'm leaving town, so I wanted to make sure that I got time to talk to you guys because our last episode got so many listens. You guys have a lot of questions about anxiety, so this is more anxiety tips, and I'm super lazy and selfish, so just know that going in because this is what has helped me. So I made a little list over the past week or so, kind of looking at myself and what I had been doing, and looking for things that I do now that I didn't. And I wrote a little list, so we're going to explore it together, and I don't know where it's going to go. Okay. Oh yes. Okay. So tip number one, this is the best. My ringer has been on silent literally for the past decade. I'm not exaggerating. First thing to get turned off a long time ago was the ringer. I stopped checking, constantly. I mean, I still like will check it every once in a while. I'm not gonna lie. I love my phone, but, I can't get interrupted. I cannot. But this has helped with anxiety because I don't get messages that are urgent, and it's awesome. And rarely has it ever been actually freaking urgent. But had I gotten them, I would have felt like they were urgent, and it would have ruined my whole entire day. And so that kind of stuff is invaluable to me. So first tip, turn your ringer off. All message alerts, like everything has been on vibrate. And that keeps me, oh my gosh, I love that. I love that. Because go ahead, try to get me. I won't hear it. So that's my personal selfish tip number one. And do people get mad at me? Yeah, 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 all the time. And I get comments all the time, but I don't care. I don't care. It's my day, not theirs. And it's usually people who, like I said, feel like it's an emergency. But really, it wasn't. It wasn't my emergency. It was just their emergency. They were trying to grab and throw onto me and get me to kind of rope in with them. And I don't want to. I wanted to do what I was doing. So anyway, yes, that's my first and best tip that has helped my, oh my God, yes, yes. Like, yes, cannot stress that one enough. People won't be able to ruin your day if they can't get a hold of you. It's super easy. Just put it on vibrate. Okay. I get everywhere we're going at least 30 minutes ahead of time. This is totally accurate. Anything I have to go to that's a brand new place, I'll at least be 1 hour to 30 minutes early. I start mentally getting ready like an hour before we need to be there. Everything is 1 hour moved up. And I'll tell you why, because when we're late, I'm a crazy bitch. I can't handle it. It's super fucking stressful. where are your shoes? Ah, where are your pants? Ah, didn't I tell you to get ready? Oh my God, you haven't eaten yet? You know, and then we have a lot of kids. So we've had it happen to where we've gotten all the way to where we're going and someone doesn't have any freaking shoes on. So like, we can't roll that way. So these are all Katie's lazy tips because all of this stuff, people are always like, oh, you're so smart. You're so, no. I'm just tired of doing all this fucking work for no reason. It's extra work you're putting on yourself. So really think of them as fun lazy tips. And excuse my boogers. I'm so sorry. These fucking kids be bringing these cooties in here every day. Anyway, so, 30 minutes to an hour early. Why do I do that? Well, number one, because I'm crazy. Number two, because, oh my God, it's so fun. Because we have to find a parking spot together. Oh no, where are we going to park? Where are we going? Is it up here? Is it over there? Oh, there it is. I think we can find a spot. You know, there's no pressure on me. So I can drive like Miss Frizzle and feel good about myself and feel like I'm being sweet and kind and we're having an adventure out. When we're running late, I have to pee just right out the gate. I don't know why, but I gotta pee so bad, right? And it just all spirals from there. You know, you can't find a parking spot. Your kid is crying because it's not fun. You're yelling, or you have to pee, or you're, really stressed out, or whatever. I mean, we've all been there. And so, in when you're early, you have all the time in the world. And you can let them climb out of their seat however long it takes, like a big boy or girl. And you can make sure you have all the things you need for today in your backpack. And then you can look at all of the flowers and trees and branches and rocks and caterpillars and worms all the way to the doctor's office. And then you can find the bathroom, and then you can go to the bathroom, and then you can sit and you can wait and you can check in and fill out your paperwork, et cetera, et cetera. So much better of a time than I'm, we're late, hurry up. No, God damn it, just let me do it. No, you can't do it this time. Ugh. And whatever tears escalate from there, because ooh, I don't even want to act it out because it'll make me cry. Like, oh, so I think everybody knows how that feels. But we're always early, and this is like for most things. It's okay to like be a little bit late if you're meeting your friend at the zoo and the day got away from you or something. So like that kind of stuff. Try not to have as much anxiety about things that aren't a structured appointment. It's okay. Everybody's got kids that you're meeting usually, and they understand that it somebody lost their fucking sock. And it had to be that sock. And it has to go with this one. And it has to go with this outfit because it matches and it's a pair. And it took us 45 minutes to find it. Like every, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. It's fine. Okay, so yes. So second tip for real. Get everywhere you're going super early. It's the best. Like, and now I can't even be on time because I'll start to get stressed out. But yeah, it's the best. And you can be kind to everyone. So this one that I put underneath it is I park far away from things so we can walk. That's under the same kind of umbrella. So like if you can park somewhere cool, park somewhere far away, or whatever. Go for a little adventure. Everything is fun. Like, that's the trick. Every single thing is fun. Does this exhaust me and take away from me, like physically and mentally? Yeah. 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 But it's worth it. Yeah. It's awful. Do it. You've got to. It's just part of, it's just part of it. You got to keep going. If you want a hot body, you got to push through those days that are hard. It's the same concept. If you want a happy relationship, and if you want kids that feel happy and healthy, you have to kind of push through your own stuff. It's the worst. Especially if you're selfish and lazy like me. Anyways, so yes, it is work. I feel your pain. We're all doing it, man. We're all doing our best. It'll be worth it. I know it. I have faith in the future. Okay, so the next thing is I walk places if I can. And that's when that's like that's been oh, that's the best. If you're somewhere, like sometimes I'll be in a hotel. I'm leaving town tomorrow, so for example, and I'll be in a hotel. I'll try to find some place that's kind of far, like maybe a mile, maybe a mile and a half. That's not that far. And I can walk all the way down there and get it because taking your car out and trying to figure out where you're going and all that other stuff is so stressful. But every time you take a second to just walk, same as getting there early, right? So, like, anytime you just take a minute, you feel more in control. You feel like you understand where everything is. It's not flying past you in the car. And you're not trying to, like, deal with somebody. My blanket's on the ground. Well, because you threw it there, or whatever. And it's like an emergency now. But my kids and I walk everywhere. I walk everywhere that I can, and again, that I feel like. I mean, on some days, obviously, I don't feel like doing anything. I want it. On those days, I might even pay extra to get it delivered. So it's just how you're feeling. Obviously, don't put yourself to like any hard, strict rules. These are just fun things that you can implement into your life that might help you. So this is like a no stress situation. If you feel like walking, do it. Obviously, don't walk if it's like a dangerous neighborhood, but To be honest, I'll still do it. I like to go outside, and people are not as mean as they seem. You can look at them and smile, and they seem to be lovely everywhere I go. So anyway, yes. Okay. I continually ask myself, does this really matter? Like, at all? For example, I saw a mom freaking out the other day, and like trying to throw her baby all together, like the stroller and the car seat and everything, to get another child who was like 5 to class on time. And I'm just like, oh my God, girl, fuck. Like, I'm so sorry. I've been there. This is so stressful, right? You automatically feel like, oh my God. Well, first I offered to take the big one to class, but she was like super attached to mom. So, and I know her. It's not like it's not like I didn't know her. And so she was like, no, I have to take her, whatever she wants, whatever. They were super nice, whatever. And but in situations like that, I have learned to ask myself, like, does this even fucking matter? Like, is her being 10 minutes late for preschool serious? No. So just take a minute, mama and dad, whoever is listening. Hey, just take a minute and breathe. And it doesn't really matter. You don't really have to be there on time. It doesn't really matter. If that's the worst thing that you did today, oh my God, yes. You're the best. None of this matters. It's okay. If you're 15 minutes late to a doctor's appointment and they cancel and now you have to pay for it, that really fucking sucks. But it's okay. It's okay. It can be fixed, right? All of this stuff can be fixed. As long as you literally haven't created life or taken life away, anything else can be fixed. We can get through anything else. Just take a breath and just remember that it doesn't, does this really matter? Like, is this something that really matters? And so when you do that, you'll also look over and look at your baby. And sometimes, this is where it's benefited me the most, obviously, is that sometimes you look over at them and you're like, oh my God, they're miserable and this is all my fault. No, this doesn't matter. I'm being kind of crazy. I don't need to get to the fucking zoo on time. There's nobody even waiting for me, or whatever the situation is. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass, really. But like, if you turn when you say, does whatever, what does the situation that I'm upset about really matter? And you look at the baby and they're upset. The answer is no, man. To me, I'm like, oh my God. Are you all right? Do you want to talk about it? Like, shit, I'm so sorry. Was I like freaking out? Was I screaming or whatever? And then they'll usually tell you, because now you've opened up an honest avenue of communication. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you what was going on. I didn't mean to rush you. You know what? I'm sorry. Let's all take a breath. Whatever. Anyway, because you, against your will, are the conductor of this entire thing. They're looking at you for the answer. You're the example. And it sucks so bad. And it's a job that no words. There are no words for how fucking exhausting it is. But you can do it. We can do it. I'm gonna slap your face. Get up. Run, keep running, keep moving, keep going, baby. You can do it. Yeah. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. You just have to keep going. So 10 years from now, when your child is a teenager, an adult, a human being, a person who lives in society, what kind of relationship do you want to have with them? And if you always follow that goal and ignore everything else, you feel really good. I feel great about it. I really do. Like, ever since I started following just that, just like, what do I want later? What is my final goal? And my final goal was to have a relationship, a good one. I want them to be successful. I want them to be able to spot an asshole from a mile away. I want them to be happy. I want them to appreciate the small things in life. I want them to blah, blah, blah. We could go on for days about my dreams for them. But when I think about all that stuff, Does being late to the skating rink matter? No, it doesn't. How you handled it matters. How you spoke to them matters. The way you treated them all day, that's what's going to stay with them. That's what matters. And I'm an adult, and I know this from experience. This is a fact. As a child who was now an adult, that is a fact. So take a deep breath and remember that there's only a couple of things in the whole world that matter enough to freak out. And this isn't one of them. It's totally fine. Chances are, it's totally fine. And this just randomly popped into my head. But if your child is bit by a wild animal, that is absolutely not fine. And you should take them in because I told my friend, I was like, that's probably fine. And then she looked up rabies, or then she was freaking out about rabies. And I was like, I'll look it up for you. It's fine. And then by the end, I was like, oh my God, rabies is scary. You need to take them to the doctor right now. So, only one thing has really scared the shit out of me, and that is like no more wild animal like adventures. Like, stay away from the animals. They cannot bite you. That is fucking terrifying. Anyways, sorry, I'm gonna pause this so I can cough. Okay, sorry. So, next one. I don't expect anything. From anything. I expect nothing anymore. I don't have like excited expectations. Like, oh, I hope they have this. I hope they have that. I mean, like sometimes, yeah. But for the most part, I just let things be. I don't expect anything. And when it's not going well, I don't get involved unless I morally feel obligated. And so what that means is like, oh, here's an, I'm gonna give you the best example of this, that I can think of. Hank was on a track team, and I don't know if he was very good. I'm not really sure. It's fine. It didn't. I don't care. I don't care. Again, doesn't really matter to me at all. So I don't really think that being good at running is going to make him a good person, a bad person, or whatever. So I just didn't really care that much. Okay, fine. So he's doing this thing. He loves it. It's great. We show up at the award ceremony thing, like the party after the season. Everyone is super weird. Super weird. Like, I don't know. I can't even describe it. And I brought my whole family and my sister-in-law and everything. So I'm like so glad they were there because I was able to like look at them and have eye conversations with them. Like, you see this? This is like super weird, right? And at first, I was like, oh, poor Hank, poor Hank, poor Hank. I need to do this for Hank. I need to whatever for Hank. And then I looked over at Hank and I was like, Hank, what would you like to do? Would you like me to move over like closer to everyone else? Would you like us to leave? Would you like us to whatever? And he's like, well, I think we can stay a little bit longer. And I was like, great. We'll all stay. We're gonna stay as long as you want. And I just stood there beside my boy, just hanging out because it was about him. It's not about, I don't give a fuck. Whatever it is it because we suck? I don't know. Is it because I never got out of the car and like went over there and like all the other moms and like fucking whatever? I don't care. I had a baby. I was breastfeeding in the van. I really don't give a shit. So like in the long run, and you keep going through your like, because I'm a human being, I'm sitting there thinking like of all of these things, and I'm like, the only thing I could land on is like, nah, these people are like immature babies. This is dumb. And the only thing I'm here for is my boy. So I just kept hanging out with him. And they should be the ones uncomfortable, not us. I've done nothing wrong. So I walk over, or we're hanging out or whatever for just a little bit. It's awful. It's excruciatingly painful, but I'm pretending it's all great. And I'm talking to Hank and I'm like asking him questions. And as soon as the food comes out, he was like, okay, the food is out. I would like to get a plate and leave. I was like, great. I marched right up there, no shame, interrupted because they were just gonna all ignore me, like I wasn't talking. And I was like, oh, hey guys, we're gonna go. Because I didn't know, I forgot what I said. I was like, oh yeah, we had like double plans, and I didn't know it was gonna be like this whole hangout sesh because they hadn't done anything. They were just like standing around. It was fucking weird. Anyway, oh my God, it was so weird. And we were definitely out of the memo, whatever the memo was. So I'm like, okay, cool. Well, we're going to head out because we like double booked and didn't know, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, so we're going to go ahead and get Hank a plate. Hank, go ahead and get yourself a plate. And like, I handed him his stuff and we got or whatever. And I was like, cool. Thank you guys so much. Great. Hank, do you want a cupcake, you know, or whatever? And he was like, yeah. So we got that. And then another mom came over and was like, oh, Hank, don't, I have a little gift for you. Hold on. Cause she made everybody little medals or some shit. They were very cute. And he was like, oh, awesome. Thanks or whatever. Fine. So we left, like we left and we had a great day. We all went somewhere else. I my sister-in-law was in town, so now I can't even remember where we went, but it was awesome. Oh, we were in DC, so it was probably somewhere badass. Anyway, point is, so what? And Hank had a great day that day. He still wears that medal. I was super positive. I didn't say anything negative the whole time. I just kept checking in with him. What do you want to do? You want to hang? You want to go? You want me to do this? You want me to do that? Because I don't care about these people at all. And this sounds so fucking mean, but I just want everyone to hear it because I've been saying it to tons of moms lately. And I feel like I have 5 children. And I have had them for 15 years, okay? That means I've had a lot of birthday parties, okay? I've had a lot of fucking dances we had to go to. I've had a lot of fucking, what are the, I'm just irritated with all the stupid shit I've been to. PTA meetings, football games, lacrosse games, field hockey games, soccer games, whatever you can think of, I've been at it. I've been at the award ceremony. I've been at the fucking, yeah, got great. And out of all that time, and at first, at the beginning, out of all that trying to please, out of all that trying to be the mom, oh my God, I want to bring everybody a snack. I want everyone to like me, or keeping my opinions to myself to keep the peace among everybody, or all this other shit, whatever I was trying to do. Out of all that energy I expended on all of that stuff, I gained 2 friends that I still talk to that I think are worth my time. 2. So there's a lot of people that come in and out of your life. 2 people that I instantly think of to send pictures of my babies to. Just 2. Like, look at them, they're growing. Oh, yeah. And so, don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about anybody else's opinion. Because the only thing that's going to be with you 15 years from now are the people in your fucking house. Like, those are the people that matter. Your babies and your dude or your wife or your whatever. I don't care. But, you know, that's it. That's all. That's it. And, like, 2 other people you meet along the way that are absolute fucking gems of a human being. And you never, ever, ever, ever could imagine letting them out of your lives. And you'll just accidentally fall into those people. That's not even, that just accidentally happens. Your kids will pick out their kids. It's not even under your fucking control. So just take a moment and think, what am I expecting from the dance? What am I expecting from this PTA meeting? What am I expecting from the other moms in the class? What am I expecting other people notice about me? That, because it's exhausting. You don't have to do any of that. Just be the parent to your child. Just be there. You don't have to involve, like, I could have, you know, taken over and like tried to really go extra credit and over do Hank's day that day, and I could have made it super weird because that's totally inside of me, and I could have like overcompensated in such a massive way that he felt so down about his track team and his party and like, why did it suck? Because I made a fucking big deal about how bad it sucked. He doesn't ever think about it ever, and he wears the medal all the time, and I wear the shirt and he's like, yo, I'm on track. And sometimes he talks about how like good he is at running because he was on a track team. And so that's what mattered. That's what I paid $123 for. All that other shit don't fucking matter. I don't care. So just think, what am I expecting out of this? What do I want? And then kind of lower them and kind of think, what is important here? Is that really important? And is that what's good for my dude and me as a whole, as a team, as a unit? And that includes, because I That includes your other adult partner, if there is one. That includes asking them what they think and involving them too. So don't just be all about yourself, girl. It's real easy. Okay. Next one. I don't correct kids unless absolutely necessary. Yeah, so kids are always wrong. Everything they say is wrong. They get their education from television, the internet, their friends, whatever. So as long as it's not ruining anything, it doesn't matter. They're gonna find out. It's okay. So like if they just start going on and on and on about something that's actually really dumb, I'll say, "Oh, where did you hear that?" Or like, "Oh, are you sure?" But not like, or not like, "That's wrong," or not like, "Ha!" Like I want to. Or whatever reaction it is that you're gonna have, it's just like, that's dumb. Who told you that? So whatever comes out of your mouth, I slowly over time switched it to, "Where did you hear that?" And then they'll usually say something like, if it's really bad or something stupid, they'll be like, "Sarah said that her dad said blah, blah." And then now you're in a real predicament because you don't want to be like, "Well, Sarah's dad's a fucking idiot," because then Sarah's gonna tell her dad that he's a fucking idiot and you said, because your kids share every single thought they have out loud, so you have to really be careful. So instead of getting yourself into that predicament, which I've been in, you can say, "Where did you hear that?" And then they say, "Sarah said her dad said," or whatever. Be like, "Oh, okay. Well, I haven't heard that. So, and I'm a grown up like Sarah's dad. So let's look it up together on Google. Let's look it up. Because there's literally not anything that you can't figure out on the internet. And then even if the answer can't be found, which is something you might know ahead of time, you might already know the answer ahead of time. Even if whatever, let them do it. Don't talk. Just let them do it. It's so hard. It's one of the hardest things on the face of the earth. I don't know why. But it is very difficult to let them be wrong and slowly figure it out without intervening and taking over. So just take to the Google and be like, "Oh, let's Google it." And just pretend that you are totally out of the loop with this one, and you don't know how it ends, even though it's really difficult. And then if it's a question that doesn't have an answer, that's even more fun, because now you get to teach them that sometimes we don't know. Sometimes science, we don't know. We don't know. We're trying our best, and maybe you can be the one to solve it, but we don't know. And that's okay too, because they also need to get used to that sometimes there is no answer. This is our best guess, but we're just stabbing in the dark. I don't know. And that will give them a lot less anxiety over time, because they won't always be expecting you to know every single thing or have every control over everything. Anyways, okay, I'm just gonna go down a road. Let's go to the next one. Yes. Ooh, this one does go with it though. It says growing up just means realizing everyone you know is flawed and incompetent. So I stopped expecting anything from anyone. Everything you need is inside yourself, or it is tucked deep inside of the people that love you the most, and they want to help you, and they want to give you these facts back at you. They will make you feel good. That is how you know how to find them, because they'll remind you. But every day that you become more of an adult, you realize that everything you thought about everyone around you is false. You realize that grandpa's actually a fucking racist, or that your uncle's a fucking pervert, or whatever it is, whatever these life-shattering, we could go on for days. We could go on for days. But whatever these life-shattering and altering facts are, they will continuously hit you. Just, it's what it feels like. Just every single day, somebody new will make you sad, and you'll be like, "Oh my God." And it can really drive you insane. But it goes back to what I'm saying, like, what are you expecting from them? Like, in reality, what are you expecting? And so whatever you had expected of them, that's the quality that you found admirable inside of them. Put that inside yourself. That's what you gained from that relationship. That's wonderful. That's how you leveled yourself up. There's nothing wrong with that. Somebody can be beneficial to you while not being beneficial to society or as a whole, or beneficial to their own daughter. Like maybe someone's a great uncle, but a terrible father. You know, all of these things, did they see? They're not fair. It sucks, but it's a reality. You don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. You don't have to get rid of every single thing about that person that you love or that you admired as a child or put faith in. You don't have to throw it away. That's a characteristic you clearly thought was good and admirable and you clearly admire. So you take it. Like, that's good. You do that now. That's, you know what? My grandpa always did this and I always looked at it as a child and I always thought, this is how you're supposed to do it. This is fucking rad. Just do it. And don't expect him to not be a racist piece of shit. Don't expect him to not be from Alabama. Don't expect him to not be from Iowa. Don't expect him to have known all of this stuff, right? Like, so lowered expectations. I just invented also a racist grandpa. My grandpa's not really even racist that I know of. Anyways, but whatever the horrid thing is, you can cut these people out of your life. I'm about that shit. But don't throw everything away. You obviously liked this other thing. You're allowed to like things and hate them. So try not to make everything such a big deal. Like, it's okay. You can still have had a fun summer. Like, that was still a fun time for you. It's okay that later you found out the whole time something horrific was happening to someone else, or that the whole time the parents were completely unattended and maybe drunk driving their children around. You know, whatever tainted it, you still had a great fucking time, right? It was still a fun time. It was still a fun summer in this fake summer I just made up. It was still a good time. So try to just tune more into those things and tune out of these expectations that we have for everyone else. Because again, 10 years from now, you're going to be closest to the people that were in your house, your babies and your partner. That's who matters. Like, the real heroes are who you put time and effort into. And they're not going anywhere, and they're going to come back and forth and hang out, and they're going to be these beautiful, in my experience, beautiful adults that are kind of like you, which is rad. Because I need more adults like me. Yes, son. That seems so egotistical. Okay. Moving on from my narcissism. This is my favorite. My friend told me that I'm the most prepared mom she's ever known. Thank you for noticing. I love it. Thank you for noticing what I'm trying to do, bestie. Thank you. And one of these things is I always have clothes and towels. Always. I always have a fucking towel. Oh, three towels. So when we lived in Seattle, it was snowy and wet and raining. So like, if you live in a climate like that, obviously you're not going to have shorts and flip-flops like and towels like I'm going to have. But when we lived up there, you're still going to have at least three towels. You're going to have a backup jacket and some pants, because some socks, some shoes. So in that case, I recommend, like, what I've done before is get just like a Tupperware and just shove all that shit in there completely unorganized and slam the top on and boom, then you're good. I've tried to fold it and put it in bags and stuff, and that is great. But what usually happens is that I usually have to like dig something out. And then when I find it, I just leave the rest of whatever was in the bag. So it slowly becomes a disorganized mess, but it doesn't fucking matter because it's not all over the floor of the car. It's in a Tupperware. But again, just like getting there early, if you have that, if you already did that, if you took the time to just throw all that shit in there, you can go buy, and that's cheap shit in there. That's like, if I found some snow boots at like the dollar store or Five Below or some shit for kids or something one day, and I was like, yo, these are like $5, and I bought them. I would throw them in there. Like, I would buy them one size bigger than the baby that I have, and I would toss those things in there. And that, because they don't have to be good, is really what I'm trying to get at. It doesn't have to be quality shit. This is emergency stuff. Like, this is like, oh no, we have been out for the whole day having a great time, but now we want to go out to dinner, and you look like a fucking mud monster. So, in this new climate that we've moved to, I'm gonna need bathing suits, towels, clothes. Like, in fact, honestly, since I have sons, I don't even need bathing suits. It's the fucking best. As a girl who always has to have like an entire full bag of at least two separate outfits when I know I'm going swimming, it's the best to have sons. The best. Yeah. So, you can just throw a whole change of clothes, doesn't matter, and a pair of shoes if you have them. We really just now for Magnus, he has like one pair of shoes, to be honest. I really need to get on that. We don't really have a backup. But anyways, I do this just like I do. I'm getting sidetracked. I do this just like I do for getting there early. This is the same reason, because I want to be able to say yes to stuff. I pride myself on being the fun mom who's like always about play and exploring. So, in order to fulfill that role, I had to be prepared to deal with mud, sand, water, etc. So, I consciously know that about myself, so I planned ahead and I put those clothes in there so that I can say yes, so that I can always be the mom that says yes. Yes, we're gonna get wet. Yes, you can splash in those puddles. Yes, you can go into the ocean. Yes, I don't care what you're wearing. Yes, I want you to live your life. I want you to be alive. So that was important to me. I wanted to do that. Whatever's important to you, whatever it may be, right? So, like, maybe I'm trying to think of another example. Like, maybe your kid, one of my kids has really low stamina, for example. Two of them have really low stamina. They cannot hang, man. So, in that case, you could selfishly prepare ahead of time to make your day better. So, if you know they're going to turn into these little lumps, bring a wagon, bring a charged tablet. Bring a pillow, bring a blanket. You also want to have a fun time at the zoo, right? Past 3 p.m. or whatever their fucking breakdown time is. And this is not like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, in again, nobody's grading you. It's fine. Everyone had a good day because somebody didn't have a meltdown. You didn't have a meltdown because you had to keep it together earlier during someone else's meltdown, and now you haven't got dinner on fucking time, and it's 9:30 p.m. and you're on your way home and you can't fucking take it anymore. That won't happen because you'll have had, everyone will have been satisfied. So there's no judgment. Even if your pre-planning is for your own selfish gain, I don't care. It's awesome because everyone has a good day. And that's what matters. You and your husband didn't fight because the baby's acting bad and he hates when the baby does this one thing, but you understand that it's this other thing, or maybe vice versa, because girl, those tables be turning. So, whatever it is, we didn't have it. We didn't have the fight. Because why? Because we were early. We found parking. I always have clothes. We're fine. We're good. I've got the tablet. I said my thing because we have the tablet. The baby didn't fight. Everybody's happy. So, whatever your family thing is, use it to your advantage. Manipulate ahead of time. Have all the stuff prepared. Instead of being like, the opposite of this would always be like, oh my God, you always fucking do this. That's where you end up if you don't see it coming, know it's gonna come, not judge the person for it. And just plan ahead, right? So, like, yeah, of course. He does always fucking do that. So, plan for it then. He's not gonna stop. He's a baby. That's what I had to yell at myself. So, think ahead. Always have that crap. Tupperware in the back of your car. Mwah, mwah, mwah. 100 out of 100. 10 out of 10 do recommend. Okay. Something I did not write on here that is also the case. I always have food. Always. I mean, like, our car could get stuck in a snowy embankment and we could live for a month on the shit I have in the bottom of my bag. Things that go in there are like freeze-dried fruits that won't go bad. Like, obviously, there's a Clif Bar, there's a Z-Bar or whatever. Like, all that crap, like, even chips, stuff that won't go bad. If it won't melt or go bad, I will pack it in a Ziploc in my bag. And that is just, I mean, that has saved lives. Oh, that has saved lives. Always have food in your bag, okay? And baby wipes, which I am always forgetting. Always forget the wipes. But I do have a towel, okay? And then last, because it's the most important, always, always, always leave time for play. Always. Be ready. It's gonna happen. Everywhere you go, there's gonna be a badass rock and a pine cone to look at. Every place you go, there's gonna be a badass puddle somebody wants to splash in. Everywhere you go, there's gonna be a sick ass stick they gotta get. It's part of it. Let them peel that bark off of those trees. Let them run after all of those birds. Allot that time in your day because that's the part of the work. That's also work. Learning and exploring your world and playing is 10 times better than anything else you could ever do inside a classroom or a book. Like, I love books, but books have nothing on live play. Let them explore, let them be alive, let them have fun. And then guess what? They're usually really nice in the doctor's office or wherever else you go next because you allotted the time, you got there early. You can see I'm definitely biased towards early, but you did it. And then at the end of the day, I feel like a motherfucking queen. I feel great. And I feel like and then they say shit like, I had a great day today. And my favorite part was like, well, I kind of trained them to do that because like I've always been like, what's your favorite part? What's your least favorite part? Whatever. But then they'll tell you, like, I had such a great day today. I didn't realize that blank and blank and blank would be so fun. And it's like, yes, I did it. I did it. And give yourself those pats on the back because if you think your partner romantically is gonna, never. I don't know. You may have a different one. But it's about inside, it's not even fair to y'all because the other day he really did tell me he had a good day and a fun time. So it's not even fair. But yes, don't expect it from anywhere but inside. Don't expect it from anyone else but you. And then when you, this is the kicker because when you do every single thing you want to do and you have manipulated your day to make the situation exactly how you wanted, and you had your ringer off, so you missed all of those calls from your boss, Barbara, who was acting like a psycho bitch, but then figured it out, and she really didn't need you at all, and she didn't interrupt your day. You had a better time. Like, it was better. All if you just turn it all down, your anxiety, poof, gone, gone. It's like slowly you just become exactly what you want to become, and then the kids follow suit. So, trying to focus, I guess what I'm getting at is trying to focus on the kids' anxiety is causing you anxiety and them anxiety. And so it's all just like this horrible circle that we all run in really quickly, and then you become the bad guy and they run away from you because you're stressful. Because you're just constantly worrying about them. In my case, anyway. This is my case. So, case by case, case by case. This is me. This is what I did. But when I stopped doing that and focused on how I could de-stress and calm the fuck down, they stopped. Now we have very little stress at our house. In fact, I have to be honest, most of the stress in this house is caused by me. I think. I'm pretty sure. But yes, I'm also the only female in this house except for the dog. So in the these fucking dudes. Anyways, but when you take the focus off of their anxiety and look at what you can do to manipulate your day, because they're monsters, they're animals, they're wild. They're like literal Curious George babies running around here just exploring their life, right? And if you've ever seen Curious George, the man in the yellow hat never expects George not to be a monkey man. He's always ready for those monkey shenanigans. That's how you gotta look at it. You have to, like, if not, it will eat you alive. Because they're never gonna stop being this wild thing. They're not. So, in, I have two, like I said, I have two that have no stamina. The one that I tried to force to have stamina from the second that he was little, just like, oh, you have to do this, you have to do this, blah, blah, blah. Try to throw him in all these groups and whatever. All this time later, he still has no stamina. He still wants to quit and go home early. He found friends that are totally down with this behavior. He's satisfied in his friend group. He's never competing with anyone else for attention, like just he's satisfied. And I caused all that anxiety for no reason, and I constantly kept trying to push through these fits so that I could have a fun time for no reason, you know, whatever, etc. But now I have another one who has very low stamina, Magnus, and I don't know. And I just keep telling people now, he has really low stamina. Like, he can't hang that long. He starts to lose it because it's a fact. And I don't really know what to do. And this is true. I don't really know what to do. He just fucking, mostly because I'm trying this time to say nothing instead of just freaking the fuck out. And so I'll just say, you know, I don't know, sorry. And it's kind of embarrassing, yeah, that he threw this huge temper tantrum and had to, like, the play date had to close down twice at my house because he just freaked out and just started screaming. He just got too tired and he just was fucking losing his mind. He was acting like he was possessed. He was freaking out. And I just, like, had to pick him up and I gave him a couple chances and I tried to talk to him like I do when no one's here, but he was freaking out and he wouldn't even listen to me. He just started being irrational. So I just picked him up and put his ass in his room and closed the door and came downstairs and helped his friends clean up. And I kept saying, like, I'm sorry, I don't know. He just, whatever. And I said to the mom, like, I don't know. 'Cause it's like either you freak out on them and beat their ass, and that's a bad idea. That's a bad idea. Or you ignore it and they think it's okay. So I don't really know what to do about that either. So I, whatever. Anyway, after we cleaned up and they left or whatever, he came downstairs. They always do this. Like 10 minutes later, they're totally fine. Like, hey, what's up? I'm like, no, I'm so mad. So when I was calm and he was calm, that's when I said, hey, dude, we're not gonna have any more play dates if you do that again. Like, I understand you get tired. I understand you're stressed out, but you can't scream at me or anyone else. And you cannot become. And he's 5 right now. So obviously, if he's 2, this is not gonna help. This isn't gonna change his behavior at all. But he's 5 now, so he can talk. But that's when you can really hit the topic. Like, if you can't say bye to your friends, we can't have people over. If you can't play nice, you can't play at all. You know, that's when you start kind of trying to figure out how to say it in the right way. But at the end of the day, I always revert back to like 15 years and there's 2 people. So at the end of the day, like, do I think that I'm okay? Let me just say, hold on, this is better, maybe. The only thing that's fucking important is me and Magnus, our relationship. Nothing else is important. Did we totally fuck up a play date? Yeah, we did. And it was really annoying. But the mom was nice and she understands. And I've been really honest with her this whole time. And it hasn't stopped anyone from saying, can we come over and play? Can we come over and play? Can we come over and play? So at this point, literally, there's nothing lost. Everything is still really fine. Everything is fine. In the grand scheme of things, it's fine. And I'll continue to work with Magnus and probably for the rest of his life, like his fucking dad. He's gonna have no stamina for activities. He just has no people stamina. None. He's done with humans. Done. Cashing out now. Check, please. Whereas humans, I could go on for days chatting and exploring and having fun. But again, that's an expectation that I'm putting on them. They can't keep up with me. So now I got to get friends that aren't them. Hey, and I am. So just remember, it's all fine. Everything's going to work out. None of this really matters. The only thing that matters is your family's relationship and bond with each other, trust, respect, integrity. As long as you follow like all of those things, it's going to be awesome. Because now I know two adults who are super fucking cool and think like me and my husband who is also super fucking cool. And they're going to go on into the world and they're going to tell other fucking people all the cool shit I told them. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. So keep up the good work. Okay, my throat hurts and I'm going to go take a nap. Oh man, I got to pack for my trip. Okay, I'll take a nap after I pack for my trip. Maybe. I love you. If you're working this hard and you care about your babies, hey, turn down your anxiety, man. You're already way better than most people doing it. Just take a breath. None of this matters. It's all going to be fine. Just give the baby a hug because this time is already gone. Time moves so quickly. Just hug them. Just be with them. Let those fuckers splash in the mud. Okay? Email me at uneducatedhousewife@gmail.com. I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. So if you get this, what's up? Hey, I'll be in Vegas. You can, maybe you can email me and be like, I'll also be in Vegas. Oh, okay, cool. Let's meet up. Yes. Because that's how I make friends, yo. Yes. Email me if you want to buy any of my books. They are on Amazon. Katrina Gerke. You just put that in the search. Boom. They all pop up. I love you. You're the best. And always, always remember, it's fine. It's fine. They're gonna be fine.